A travel ban on Europe, promises of aid to U.S. workers. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. In an address last night, President Trump announced a travel ban on Europe covering 26 countries. It does not apply to the UK and Ireland, and it doesn't apply to U.S. citizens trying to get home. The ban takes effect tomorrow night. Hotel and airline stocks are plummeting in futures trading. In his address, the president also promised help for businesses and taxpayers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has this update.
President Trump stopped short of sweeping measures. He did not declare a national disaster because of the new coronavirus, and there's no new economic stimulus package. But last night, the president did announce that insurers have agreed to waive co-payments for testing for the coronavirus. He told the Treasury Department to defer tax payments from people and businesses affected by the virus, and he says the Small Business Administration will step in with new loans.
These low-interest loans will help small businesses overcome temporary economic disruptions caused by the virus. To this end, I am asking Congress to increase funding for this program by an additional $50 billion.
Also last night, the NBA announced it suspended its season indefinitely after a player tested positive for the coronavirus. NCAA March Madness games will be played without spectators. There's no word yet from the National Hockey League about what it will do. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And while the president did say insurers would waive copayments for treatment of the new coronavirus, insurers came back afterwards to say those waived copayments only applied to testing. The European Union is now facing the prospect of serious economic disruption with the travel ban, and European markets have not taken news of the travel ban well. Markets there are down almost 6% in early trading. The BBC economics correspondent Andrew Walker has more.
It is another tumultuous day in European markets. Airlines that operate flights to the United States were especially hard hit. They're sure to suffer serious losses in revenue as a result of President Trump's new measures. For 30 days from Friday, travellers from 26 European countries will not be allowed into the United States, although the restriction does not apply to US citizens. Mr. Trump initially suggested that freight from those countries would also be prohibited, but officials subsequently clarified that was not the case. Airlines are the most directly exposed to these measures, but they will also hit other businesses that have close links with commercial partners in the US.
That's Andrew Walker with our editorial partner at the BBC. Let's take a look at the numbers. They're not pretty. The FTSE in London is down 5.6%. The DAX in Germany down 5.7%. The CAC 40 in France down 5.7%. Moving to the US, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 5% range, with the Dow future down about 1,200 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 0.68%.
It is your last chance to get our new Marketplace t-shirt with a donation of just $30. Whether you're giving for the first time or renewing your support, this is an opportunity that you don't want to miss. But don't hesitate. This special offer ends this week. Contribute to independent journalism that you trust today at marketplace.org and get this shirt as a special thank you from us. Once again, it's marketplace.org, and thank you.
Getting the more than 2,400 passengers off of the Grand Princess cruise ship is a multi-day process after 21 people on board tested positive for COVID-19. And afterwards, those passengers are headed for mandatory 14-day quarantines on land. This is not good news for them, and it's not good news for an industry that employs almost 500,000 people in the U.S., a third of whom are in Florida. Carnival Cruises stock is down 52% over the past month. Royal Caribbean stock down 63%. Norwegian Cruise Line stock down 72% in the last month. We turn to Robert Kortnik. He's a professor at Cornell School of Hotel Administration and an expert on the cruise industry. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
So you have multiple ships quarantined. You have deaths. Is this industry in crisis?
I don't know that I would say it's in crisis, but this is without a doubt uncharted waters for the industry. And very real concerns about the growth of coronavirus, certainly in the U.S. It changes the playing field. It changes the need for strategy and for what is obviously, you know, for this industry, concerns about passenger safety, number one.
People in the cruise industry I've spoken to have said cancellations are through the roof. How can companies withstand this kind of pressure?
The industry has room to adjust prices to try to drive demand. But frankly, I think that may not be the big concern here, certainly for the consumer. It's more about the flexibility associated with needing to cancel if things change. And, you know, I think these are the things that the industry is going to have to do to just instill or reinstill consumer confidence.
You know, there is something about being in close quarters with, you know, 5,000, 6,000 other people that fosters the spread of infectious diseases. And this has been a concern for many years, you know, going back to norovirus. What has the industry learned from that? And what is it doing to prepare for these kinds of outbreaks?
It's something that the industry takes very seriously. They've really across the board amped up sanitation procedures on board the ships. So I think the industry is prepared for it, but perhaps less prepared for consumer concern. Right? This is just different. You know, the fears about coronavirus are different than concerns about being sick with a gastrointestinal illness.
After this outbreak subsides, do you think there will be a long-term psychological impact for the cruise industry?
I think there's a potential for it. You know, I think for consumers, they tend to have short memories, but it may take a while for the industry to see pricing come back and to see consumer demand return.
Do you think we might see bankruptcies?
That's a great question. I don't think we will. I mean, these are solid companies, and they've dealt with these kinds of things before. Whether it was 9/11 or the recession, the cruise industry tends to get hit hard, but it's been a very resilient sector for, you know, the last 20 or 30 years.
Robert Kwartnik is professor at Cornell School of Hotel Administration and an expert on the cruise industry. Thanks very much.
Well, thanks for having me.
And a quick recap of where markets are at this morning. European stocks are down around 6%, U.S. futures down in the 5% range. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.